This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Just look at these headlines at InfoWars.com. Trump, Bush knew in advance 9/11 was coming. Well, Trump knows that was in the New York Post and the New York Times just weeks after 9/11. It came out there was advanced knowledge, and then years later the memo came out that Condoleezza Rice did have specifics and was told not to fly the day of 9/11, the day before. She even called Willie Brown, then mayor of San Francisco, and told him not to fly. And then I would hold up the San Francisco Chronicle or the New York Post and with headlines, Bush knew, and they would have national media claim that I was saying that Bush blew up the towers. I don't know what Bush specifically did. I know there were bombs in Building 7 and it fell at free fall speeds, which even NIST has had to admit now after, what was it, 8-9 years of them denying it. They started admitting it about 5 years ago. So that's a big deal. We've got Donald Trump's comments coming up. We've got the comments by Jeb Bush responding. But to have Trump say things like this, he's seen as a right-winger, and they have a lot of trouble attacking a darling of the GOP for 9/11 truthing. But as I said last Sunday, 9/11 truth would bring down the Bush family. Just like this new memo that came out over the weekend that was added to several others, the Downing Street and the White House memo, a new memo confirmed to be accurate that the Daily Mail got, where they said, we know Saddam wasn't involved in 9/11, we're going to fix intelligence ahead of a war next year to basically blame it on Saddam Hussein. That's a very serious war crime. The truth is, Saddam Hussein was an angel cake compared to people like Al-Qaeda and ISIS and the people that run Saudi Arabia. He was part of an earlier U.S. policy to stabilize the Middle East and bring freedom to a certain extent there. And he followed his orders, of course, to attack in a 7-year war the Iranians. He followed his orders to go ahead and invade Kuwait, and he was set up at that point and hung out to dry. I'm not saying Saddam Hussein was a good guy. Hitler was a bad guy, but he was set up by British intelligence. He had a secret treaty with him. That's come out with the Deputy Fuhrer, Rudolf Hess. That's why he later parachuted into Edward VIII's home, a state with the treaty in his hand. That's why they locked him up in the Tower of London. That's right, the vice president of Germany, the deputy Fuhrer, parachuted. And he was a World War I ace. Jumped out and skydived into Edward VIII's palace with the treaty, thinking that stunt would, it didn't do anything for him. He got locked up immediately. So that's how this stuff works. Hitler's like, you told me I could have France. He told me we were going to link up and attack Russia. What are you doing giving Russia weapons? That's why you always hear Hitler was delusional in the bunker and thought any minute the West would join up with the Nazis and take out the Russians. That's because they kept telling him that was the plan, that was the plan. Don't hit us with all your forces. We're going to double-cross the Russians in Berlin. That's why it's come out that Churchill wanted to do the unthinkable, use what was left of the German army to fight the Russians at the end of World War II. You can pull up these articles. That's why then Deputy Fuhrer Heinrich Himmler, about 2 weeks before the Nazis finally surrendered, about a week and a half actually, he actually showed up and surrendered, and they cyanided him. They weren't going to let him get to any Nuremberg trial. He had the peace treaty. He said, let's link up and beat the Russians right now. And they said, how about you take a little capsule, sweetie cake? And then, of course, Patton freaked out because he knew there was a deal to link up with the Nazis and take out the Russians. He thought the Russians were worse than the Nazis. They said, how about we just shoot you in the side of the head at a train stop? And then that didn't kill him, so they had to go visit him inside the hospital. And, of course, he didn't make it out, did he? I'm sorry, a little history lesson.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNLive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNLive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNLive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
There's an old saying in Tennessee, I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. If fool me, you can't get fooled again.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Worldwide broadcast on this Tuesday, the 20th day of October, 2015. I am your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be here for the next 3 hours, Lord willing. We have Dr. Stephen Pachinik joining us in the third hour, the co-author of many of Tom Clancy's books, the head of psychological warfare operations for the State Department, a very shadowy character who only appears on this show now for 14 years, and he's got quite a bit to join us on today. He says that Oregon was a false flag. And, of course, he said a decade before Obama rolled out the dead body of bin Laden, he said that that would be done down the road by a future president. And then off of his statements, Walter Cronkite, And then Secretary of State Madeleine Albright went on Larry King Live in two separate shows in 2004 during the presidential election and said Bush has Bin Laden's dead body on ice and is going to roll it out during the election, so we're here to stop it. And so instead, that ended up happening later and has now been admitted. Seymour Hersh, 2 times Pulitzer Prize winner, of course, has documented what we documented years before, that Bin Laden had died of kidney failure in 2002. He'd been treated at the American Hospital in Dubai and had reportedly died in 2002. That had even been in CBS News, and the CIA had visited him. So he's the perfect boogeyman, someone that's dead but that can be resurrected. Pachanik's going to cover the waterfront. In fact, he sent me issues he wants to get into. Let me just tell you some of these. And then Joel Skousen of World Affairs Brief, of course, will be joining us on the economy, on the military, on the Russia escalation that's really over the top in Syria. We're going to talk about, again, the whole Bin Laden hoax, another false flag in Oregon, just like Newtown. A major war will start between Israel and Palestine. And he wants to talk about the Speaker of the House race and Daniel Webster, who I've been supporting. I know Walter Jones is supporting him, but that's coming up. With Skousen, we'll cover the rapid Russian-Iranian offensive in Syria. Canada's turn to the left as famous Prime Minister's son has now been elected, Trudeau the second. And we'll look at the politics of Trump and Carson with Joel Skousen coming up today before we are joined by Dr. Steve Pachinik. Obviously, we've got massive news on the implosion of the borders by design. We're going to be getting to all of that. We are going to be getting into the economic news that is so serious, I really have trouble even coming up with sensational enough words to describe the different scenarios that could happen during the deleveraging and the unraveling of all of this fraudulent debt that we have been married to, that we have been welded to, that we have been spliced into, and the clear mass preparations for classical totalitarianism all over the Western world using the global meltdown as the pretext to really put the final nails in our beloved enlightenment. That's all coming up. Also, we're sending Leanne McAdoo there in just a few days. She wants to go. She lived in St. Louis for many years, knows the area. Officials squabble as underground fire burns near radioactive waste dump in St. Louis area. I say she wants to go. I wouldn't normally send my reporters to landfills burning next to radioactive waste dumps because, believe me, if it's already gotten into the radioactive areas, they're not going to tell you. Even when the levels of radiation go up, the policy is just ignore it. So we're going to bring field monitor and a Geiger counter. They're two separate things up there. Both calibrated, and just investigate exactly what's going on. Josh Owens is going as well. He's pretty much like a wartime correspondent, the things he's seen. So that's all coming up. Also, Ted Cruz says he cannot overstate the threats to Internet freedom, independent news websites like Drudge. Yeah, the Supreme Court is gearing up to restrict free speech, and top conservative Supreme Court justice, I think you can guess who, told Drudge at dinner in front of other famous people that they're coming for the First Amendment. They've told us they are. We're going to fight them as hard as we can, but we don't have the votes. They plan in the next 2 years, this was 6 months ago, to end free speech as we know it, basically. That's just, it's horrible. We're in the hands of total evil. So that's all coming up. Obamacare, I mentioned this yesterday when it was in UPI and stuff, but it's in AP today. Obamacare uninsured penalty jumps to $695 to push enrollment. Yeah, but for business owners, even if you have like five employees, it's $5,000. Believe me, I have CPAs, I have tax lawyers, I have 49 employees and six contractors. I got, 55 crew members, basically. And believe me, I live under this every day. I know the penalties are now rolling in because none of my crew wants it. They want to be paid. They want to go out and get their own insurance. They get paid to go get their own insurance. They want to make their own choice. And remember the headlines 4 years ago, 3 years ago, 2 years ago? Matt Drudge is a liar. There is no penalty in the bill. Well, the penalty is as high as $5,000 per person, but can be administered, and it can be even higher per business, but the highest we've seen is $5,000 fines on small businesses so far. It can be in the hundreds of thousands for larger businesses, and they just come out and say, no, there are no fines. And then they hired 7,000, and then they hired another 11,000, what is that, 18,000 IRS workers full-time 2 years ago just to go after people that don't get Obamacare. Remember the White House in 2014 in March, Liberty Tax, White House media attack after Drudge pays Obamacare opt-out penalty, and they responded by saying there is no penalty. But they're in the Associated Press saying we're upping the individual penalty from $400 to $695. And that's just an arbitrary number the IRS just threw out there. Ignorant White House staffer, liberal media slam Drudge's Liberty Tax claim. Remember that? I mean, those aren't even the good headlines. It's the headlines. Drudge lying about Obama penalty. There is not a penalty. I'm out here plugging Drudge because he links to us and because he came and visited a few weeks ago. I mean, this is the guy they're attacking. This is what they do. They wrote articles years ago about InfoWars and Drudge and Kurt Nemo and myself saying we're liars. There are no domestic drones. They're not watching farmers. They're not watching people that build new barns. Even though we were linking to mainstream regional newspapers in our articles. It is totally and completely insane. And the way they've got these tax laws written, the IRS won't give you advice. You could have started voluntarily paying these fines if you didn't get it 2 years ago. They said, fine, don't get it, pay the fine. Well, then you're supposed to get Obamacare. So you say, okay, I'll pay the fine. They go, there is no fine. But it's statutorily right here. And then now they're going, you know what? It is there. Everybody's got to pay it. But they think you don't have a memory. We're going to go to break and come back with the really big news. Donald Trump said he would have prevented 9/11 and the Bushes knew it was coming, which is absolutely true. So we've got their back and forth there. This is really bombshell. This could bring down the globalists, not just the Bushes. The Clintons were involved as well. That's all coming up. Briefly, I'm very excited to announce that Supermel Vitality is now back in stock and will start shipping out now. It is one of the most powerful formulas from our research out there with concentrated herbs known. And certainly I've had amazing response to just supercharge your libido, your stamina, and so much more. And I didn't take it for libido, but let me tell you, that's what I've really seen the biggest response in. Dramatic doesn't even begin to describe the response that I have personally seen. And you can read the 5-star reviews, the average review is 4.8 stars. At InfoWarsLife.com from third-party review. That's Super Male Vitality. Super Male Vitality. It is now back in stock, and we are running a swath of other specials. 10% off the water filter systems and then free shipping on top of that. High-quality storable foods for InfoWars Select at InfoWarsStore.com. You can get 10% off and free shipping, and free shipping on storable food is, again, a major deal. And on top of a discount, you just can't find a better deal on high-quality storable foods. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America. From where you shop, to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardanger.com. Again, that's dollardanger.com.
You wouldn't go swim with the sharks without a cage, would you?
Hey, has anyone seen Larry?
It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with a scanner and steal your credit and debit card info, as well as data from other cards containing RFID chips. IDStronghold.com, the original maker of shielded wallets, is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, open or close, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and don't shield properly, if at all. If you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com, because getting anything else is like being the next victim in a Jaws movie.
A sudden change in the wind. The day grows dark as ominous clouds move in and lightning begins to carve arcs in the sky. And you realize you are not prepared.
I am telling you, to take cover.
Tornadoes, hurricanes, and floods can turn your world upside down. And if you are choosing to rely on the government to save you,
and no one's coming to help them,
you could be dead wrong. The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to PowerPrepper.com. PowerPrepper.com has partnered with Numana. You'll find the most advanced water filtration devices and the best-tasting non-GMO, gluten-free, long-term storable food that you'll love to eat. Call 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, and speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Remember, PowerPrepper.com. Storable food you'll love to eat.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Katie Armor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KatieArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
I wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong.
Back before Elvis.
Back before Elvis. Before Vietnam War came along.
Good old Merle Haggard.
Before the Beatles. than yesterday. When a man could still work, still would. The best of the free life behind us now.
I think you can say the best of the free life is behind us now.
Over.
Stop rolling downhill like a snowball headed for hell.
And I will rolling downhill like a snowball headed for hell.
He says, are we rolling downhill?
With no kind of chance for the flag or the river.
By the end, he says, stop rolling downhill like a snowball headed for hell.
I wish a Ford and a Chevy would still last 10 years like they should.
Wish a Ford and a Chevy would still last 10 years like it should.
It's the best of the free life behind us now. Not a good time.
I'm going to get to Donald Trump. At the start of the next segment because it's longer, and these are some big clips with Jeb Bush responding and then Donald Trump responding back. But if you want to know why this society is in so much trouble, it's because people have become removed from the land. People have become domesticated, myself included. And the world has gotten so complex that corruption can hide behind it. And now the corrupt know they're bringing down the system and that things are untenable and that things will collapse. And most of the world's already in collapse. Most of the world's already in total bedlam right now. Total bedlam. And so the system has upped the criminality and is just robbing everything. They've already stolen the societal furniture, the family jewels, the treasure. Now they're pulling up the floorboards. They're pulling out the chandeliers. They're pulling down the curtains. And they're even ripping the wallpaper off. They're even pulling the nails out of the studs. They're tearing down the chimneys and filling up their wagons and running off over the hill. And the general public stumbling around like a bunch of zombies, not having any idea how hard they just got screwed over. I've told folks for over a year I've had a sense of approaching dread. And it's gone from a distant drumbeat to a banging crescendo, and now the drumbeat's gone, and I'm just in silence with world government being announced and the enemy launching all its operations at once against free humanity. And we're just in the stillness in the kingdom of the vampire. The sun has set. We're now inside the beginning of the world government. And all the abominations of the enemy are just paraded around in front of us, and nobody gets in trouble. Nobody goes to jail. Nobody gets indicted, except the innocent. And I ask myself, what's coming next? But I don't want to be negative here. The numbers show massive awakening. The numbers show people are resistant. But the population would resist a lot more if they had an idea just how dire the straits are that we're in. I'd like to think I'm a pretty tough guy. I like to think I can handle a lot of stress, and I can. But I take one look at the general public, how soft and stupid they are, and let me tell you something, I get scared. I'm not scared of jackboots dragging me off and putting me in some jail cell. That could happen, but that's just part of life. They're evil. They know who they are. They know who they serve. But I look at the general public. They don't have any idea who they are, who their daddy is, who their mommy is. They know who their daddy and mommy is, figuratively, but they don't really know. We're in the middle of this fantastic universe, hurtling through space 30-something thousand miles an hour, and these people really think Caitlyn Jenner is the most important thing in the world. What does that tell you? We'll be back with the unraveling of 9/11. It's accelerating, just like the unraveling of Hillary Clinton.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I want more candy. I want more video games. Why am I lying?
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In the time, give it to me easily. Let me try with pleasure.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. We're here live. But now we've added the fourth hour. So you can technically say 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. I host a couple times a week for part of the fourth hour. And then, of course, we have David Knight, Jakari Jackson, Leanne McAdoo, Rob Dude, Paul Watson, Anthony Gucciardi. They all co-host or host by themselves. People are really liking it, and they get to cover whatever is breaking right as the normal show ends. They get to recap some of the top news that was covered. They get to play a lot of the special reports from the nightly news. It really is probably one of the best hours, most informative hours of the 4 hours. Then, of course, weeknights, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars Nightly News. Where to begin? Where to start? Let's get into Donald Trump saying he would have prevented 9/11 and coming out and saying Bush knew. Well, if you guys document cam for me, that the story and video is up on InfoWars.com, I can show TV viewers Google And if you just type in Bush New, just B-U-S-H-K-N-E-W, you get 84,200,000 plus results in 0.71 seconds. So in less than a second, you get 84 million responses plus. And what you mainly get is the cover of the New York Post. And you also get the New York Times. And you get the billboards around the country, you know, Bush did 9/11, stuff like that. And what needs to be known here, what needs to be understood here, is that it did come out in the State Department memos. It did come out in congressional testimony, both public testimony and secret testimony in the 9/11 Commission. And we've had members of that commission on this show, by the way. We've had members of Congress on to break down the 28 pages that was redacted. Bare minimum, NORAD stood down, ran a drill to confuse the FAA and the pilots of NORAD, and the Saudi Arabian 15 of the 19 hijackers were trained at U.S. military bases and thought they were taking part in a drill. A gas was released on at least two of the aircraft because the real airphone calls, not the fake calls, the FBI admits, to their credit, were not made by the Solicitor General's wife, Ted Olson, and all that. That didn't happen. She didn't call. There were no records. They went and checked. Her phone didn't work at 35,000 feet. It wasn't true. There were two airphone calls from two different passenger jets. You can look this up. Both female stewardesses saying, they've taken over. We're told they've got a bomb. We can't breathe. Gas, gas, gas. Smoke, smoke. As best we can tell, whoever really hijacked the jets by remote control had some dummies on board taking part in a drill. We know that they'd been drilling before. That's what James Woods saw. Four guys practicing hijacking. He gets off at a connection, says, hey, these guys are acting like they were going to hijack the plane. FBI shows up and goes, this is national security. Don't tell anyone what you just saw. They were trained at the Defense Language School. They were trained in California. They were trained at bases in Florida. This all came out in mainstream news. And I would just sit here on air at the time and show the stacks of articles and go, there should be an investigation. And their response is, Alex Jones says they planted bombs in the buildings and that Bush detonated them himself from a flying saucer in space. They would actually say that I said flying saucers blew up the towers. When I was simply saying, hey, the globalists stood to gain, they launched a war against Iraq, had nothing to do with it. I've had the former head of the visa section, Mr. Springman, on, who said they were ordered to let them back into the country, even though they were listed as terrorists, Mohammed Atta and others. There is a cover-up. And then I had the former head of German intelligence on, Andres von Bülow. I had all these whistleblowers on. I had Sybil Edmonds on first, basically, the FBI translator at the NSA, and she testified secretly to Congress, but she broke her gag order in a letter and then on this show. Very risky to do that for her and us. We did it. Talk about sticking your neck out there. I'm not bragging. I'm just saying we don't play games around here. That's one reason we're so successful and so famous, is that we think they don't want to indict us for stuff like that because it brings too much attention to the fact of their criminal activity, and we are protected under whistleblower laws. And the press certainly is. But Obama has persecuted more members of the press than anybody in U.S. history before him. I'm not going to get off into the whole 9/11 universe because it's so much evidence it'll make your head spin. And most of you have looked into it for yourselves. But we don't need to prove how they took down Building 7, even though they went on BBC and announced it had fallen before it fell. And then the BBC said that footage was fake, that we made it up. And they said, no, it was real footage. And they were told by Reuters it had fallen in its own footprint 27 minutes before it fell. And then I interviewed the deputy head of emergency management, Barry Jennings. 2 weeks later, he was dead. He said, no, there were bombs in 7. They said, get out. We're going to bring it down. We have Larry Silverstein on PBS saying we gave the order to pull the building, gave the order, and watched it come down. I have the deputy head of emergency management saying they told him there were bombs in there, get out. I have two cops that have been on the show who were there on CNN saying, get back, they're bringing it down, who had their radios with the 10-second countdown from FEMA. And again, Black Ops will use a cutout group. Guess who was running FEMA that first day and who was in control of the radios? It was the Red Cross. You want to and then the media spun it. Alex says the cops blew it up. Alex says the firemen blew it up. No, I didn't. They're the ones that came on this show, including deputy fire chiefs and fire inspectors, top people. Just type in New York firefighter exposes 9/11 as an inside job, and you can see a senior New York firefighter talk to Leanne McAdoo about the bombs, the molten lava steel. All the firefighters knew it was blown up. I mean, I'd be in New York 2 years after it happened and have the firefighters on the anniversary saluting us, saying, you're right, keep it up, and then I'd have the cops going, how dare you say we worked with Al-Qaeda and blew it up? I'll kick your butt. Now, 6-7 years after 9/11, the cops weren't getting in our faces anymore. There it is, 9/11 firefighter blows WTC cover-up wide open. Leanne McAdoo interviews Rudy Dent, 38-year veteran of New York Fire Department and the New York Police Department. And he was a deputy chief. They got like, 14 of them in New York, but he was one of them. And a chief fire inspector. So what he says about a fire is absolutely seen as expert witness. You can go watch the interview, but I digress. It's hard to scratch the surface on 9/11 and then not get deeper into it. We know Condoleezza Rice called Mayor Willie Brown of San Francisco at the time, the day before, San Francisco Chronicle, September 11th, and said, do not fly to New York tomorrow. We know the Joint Chiefs of Staff canceled a trip to New York 1 week before and canceled their flights. We know Bush Sr. was meeting with the head of the Bin Laden family at a Carlyle Group function at the Carlyle table, the same table, in D.C. when the attacks took place. We know when all other air traffic was grounded, more than 11 flights with the Bin Ladens from Florida to Virginia to New York were allowed out of the country to get out of the nation and to fly around the country picking up their family members before they absconded. I'm going to continue here because there's a lot of other news I haven't gotten to, obviously. Let's go ahead and go to this clip with Jeb Bush trying to act like it's shocking that Donald Trump would say that Bush knew. Well, it's come out Condoleezza Rice had the memo. Al-Qaeda learning to hijack planes, to fly them into large buildings, targets in New York, D.C., and other areas, determined to attack in near future. End of line. And she got up before Congress and said, well, no, we never got a warning. There are no memos. And Congress was looking right at her, knowing with copies of the memos that were classified, going, really, you don't have any of those, do you? Six of the 10 commissioners are on record saying inside job. Total cover-up. Now, I don't know specifically what happened, but the best we can tell, they put guys on the planes, they thought it was part of a drill, they gassed everybody to knock them out or kill them, we don't know, and then they remote control them into the buildings. Flight 93 was going to the Capitol on a direct beeline for the Capitol. An Air National Guard out of South Dakota that was rotated through Virginia, we even know the name of the top general, and they were even awarded that wing, that group of planes, awards, high-level awards, but the award ceremony was in secret. And we know that it came over the FAA radio. This was released. The F-16 traffic, we even know the name of the pilot, and the general gives the order, and he checks it three times, and he goes, two AIM-9s, and they're like, that's an order. Take it out. And they fired two Sidewinder missiles into the jet aircraft, blowing it up before it could get to its target. That's why the state police and others said there were huge explosions and an airplane blowing up in the sky. Its debris was over 9 miles. And then they have Discovery and History Channel shows debunking it with total fraud. So thank God they blew that plane up. But they gave you a story you wanted to buy into. Let's roll. Let's take them out. Why didn't they roll on all the other planes? Of course, planes with Americans or anybody else on board. If somebody gets out a box cutter and starts saying, I'm going to kill you or whatever, people are going to fight back. I mean, I guarantee you, somebody comes in here with a box cutter and says, do what I say, I'm gonna hurt them bad. And it's not that I'm looking for trouble. I'm going to hurt them bad or die trying. It's that, I mean, I'm either going to do one of two things. I'm going to run or I'm going to attack. And I know you can't run on a plane. And I'm not saying I'd run because running is scary. It's fun to attack. I mean, let's just all admit it and let's be honest about it. If you're a man, somebody pulls out a knife or a weapon on you, it's like an excuse to go caveman and start, you know, going crazy. But I'm going to get to this Donald Trump clip. Let's go to the point is the official story is a giant fraud. It's a giant fraud. And it's unraveling now, and this is really good news. Let's go to the clip with Bush. Here it is.
What are you objecting to about Mr. Trump's remarks about 9/11 and your brother?
Look, my brother responded to a crisis, and he did it as you would hope a president would do. He united the country, he organized our country, and he kept us safe. And there's no denying that. The great majority of Americans believe that, and I don't know why he keeps bringing this up. It doesn't show that he's a serious person as it relates to being commander-in-chief and being the architect of a foreign policy. Across the spectrum of foreign policy, Mr. Trump talks about things that as though he's still on the apprentice.
Like,
I mean, literally,
Eddie Haskell
talking about Syria, saying ISIS should take out Assad, then Russia should take out ISIS as though it was some kind of board game and not a serious approach. This is just
good
another
policy.
Example of...
That's actually Trump waffling off his good policy of not attacking a sovereign country who's done nothing and taking out ISIS that he said a month ago, and he backed Putin. Now he's flip-flopped and actually gone with the policy to let ISIS take out Assad and then get them out and kick them over into the Islamic State made up of Syria, part of Syria and part of Iraq. That's the actual State Department plan. So now Trump's going with the official plan, and Jeb Bush, preying on ignorant viewers, spins it as if Trump hasn't actually sold out to a certain extent. Let's go ahead and go back to the bobblehead.
The lack of seriousness, and this is a serious time. We're under grave threats again, and I think we need a president with a steady hand.
Let's hit pause again. 14 years later, there's hundreds of thousands of al-Qaeda people under a new name running around. Our media says, don't worry, we arm al-Nusra, the non-radical al-Qaeda group. Actually say al-Qaeda. You made the world worse. You put radical Islam in charge with your buddies in Saudi Arabia that you're constantly vacationing with and hugging and kissing. It's disgusting. People like Bandar Bush are called members of your family, and then you call the Clintons your family and vacation with them. You're a sickening piece of trash. Let's go back to it.
Devil's advocate, do you think it's at all possible that your loyalty to your brother, while very admirable on a personal level, might be in some ways a political or policy liability blinding you to mistakes he made?
No, I mean, so next week Mr. Trump is probably going to say that FDR was around when Japan attacked Pearl Harbor. It's what you do after that matters, and that's the sign of leadership. It's
wow.
Does anybody actually blame my brother for the attacks on 9/11? If they do, they're totally marginalized in our society. It's what he did afterwards that matter, and I'm proud of it.
See, he says he controls reality. You're marginalized if you don't believe the way I do. Your brother did know bare minimum. Your brother got to attack an innocent country and walk around on aircraft carriers wearing cod pieces. I mean, you're a joke. Your family's a joke. We're sick of you. Get off our backs. Get off our backs, scumbag. Now, let's go to Trump responding to that. Here it is.
His brother gets hit on. He's a loyal person. He's loyal to his brother. But his brother made some mistakes. His brother could have made a mistake with respect to the actual hit because they did know it was coming. And George Tenet, the head of the CIA, told them that it was coming. So they did have advance notice, and they didn't really work on it. Now, that's something that could happen. I don't blame him for that. Again, the question was, it wasn't that I was blaming. They said that our country was safe under Bush. I said, well, what about the World Trade Center coming down and the worst attack in history? But the statement was our country was safe under his brother.
Yeah.
And I said, well, okay, but you got to add in, you know, if you go back a few days, you have to add in a thing called the World Trade Center,
right.
And they wouldn't do that.
Okay.
So, you know, so I disagreed with that statement.
That's right. And they're saying Trump wouldn't be a good military leader and that the Bushes know how to keep us safe. Keep us safe by taking all of our liberties and our freedoms, claiming homeland securities for radical Islamicists and open borders, and then you get rid of our borders, bring in record numbers of Islamicists, and then lecture us all day about how the number one terror threat is patriots. The Bushes are basically Democrats masquerading as Republicans, and everybody knows that who's got half a brain and is sick and tired of it. But to also then say that in leadership, you don't get blamed for letting something happen. It's how you respond. So if you just open up the levers of a big dam in Colorado and flood 50,000 people and kill a bunch of them, it's okay as long as you send rescue helicopters? No. 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 There was a stand down of NORAD. You stood the game. Defense contractors made trillions off the wars that came out of 9/11. And we know it was an inside job. The extent to which, we don't know the details, but we know the official story is as phony as Hillary Clinton. We'll be back.
A sudden change in the wind. The day grows dark as ominous clouds move in and lightning begins to carve arcs in the sky. And you realize you are not prepared.
I am telling you to take cover.
Tornadoes, hurricanes, and floods can turn your world upside down. And if you are choosing to rely on the government to save you,
and no one's coming to help them,
you could be dead wrong. The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to PowerPrepper.com. PowerPrepper.com has partnered with Numana. You'll find the most advanced water filtration devices and the best tasting non-GMO gluten-free long-term storable food that you'll love to eat. Call 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, and speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us online at powerprepper.com. That's powerprepper.com. Remember, powerprepper.com. Storable food you'll love to eat.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Young people are supposed to be full of energy and recover quickly from exercise. Their age should give them a great advantage for feeling good all the time. However, young people of today are dealing with the same nutrient-deficient food as everyone else in America. So it does not matter whether you are 15 or 85. If your biochemistry is off, you cannot feel your best. Listen to the real-world results of James.
My name is James Ashley. I'm 25 years old. At the end of a tiring work shift, I used not to do much around the house. Since I started taking the new technology-enhanced One World Way after work, I have so much energy when I get home that I'm able to take long walks, do chores, and even honey to-do lists from the wife. It's plenty enough energy to get things done around the house and time to settle down before bedtime. This whey protein gives me outstanding amount of long-lasting feel-good energy. I'm astonished of how great this product makes me feel.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
News today, oh boy, about a lucky man who made the grade. And though the news was rather sad,
So now it's a conspiracy theory to even say America was attacked while Bush was president. Just like it's a conspiracy theory that Obamacare has $5,000 fines in the legislation to be enforced by the IRS, and they hired 18,000 IRS agents to enforce it, and the Associated Press is reporting today Obamacare uninsured penalty jumps to $695 to push enrollment, and they say it's going to be jacked up from there. And don't you love how they say it's a conspiracy theory to say that there was a cover-up on 9/11 or to question it or to say there should be an investigation when our own government, bipartisanly, Hillary, Obama, John McCain, Lindsey Graham, Twinkle Toes, Sparkle Eyes, Pillabiter, is up there telling the world they're backing the non-radical Islamicists who are the leaders of al-Nusra and take photos with the main leaders of al-Qaeda, who call themselves al-Qaeda, and have such disdain for us that they do it on television and in the Associated Press with living color photographs. Oh, but there's no involvement with al-Qaeda. There's no involvement with Saudi Arabian extremists. We just framed Iraq for what Saudi Arabia clearly has been caught being neck deep in. Past their eyeballs, basically. That's how stupid they think we are. Well, you know what? You may have a large portion of the public that can't tie their shoelaces and can't find their rumpus with both hands, but they're a big minority of people that know exactly what's going on and are sick of it. And you know who they are? There are military, there are police, there are people in the government who know this stuff's true. They're really upset right now. And the public's waking up as well. We're going to start the next hour, go to our guest, get into the election in Canada, get into the economy. It's really a big second hour coming up with Joel Skousen, always informative. Briefly, we're running a bunch of specials right now. Ancient Defense is a whole bunch, 14 different herbs and extracts known to boost the body's natural defenses in the fall and winter. This is great for children. I give it to my children. It tastes great, just a little squirt under the tongue every morning, and I know I'm certainly good to go. InfoWarsLife.com, 15% off Ancient Defense out of the gates while supplies last, because we just got one run for the winter, and that's it, and then it's gone. Continuing, Super Male Vitality is now back in stock. Our number one bestseller, Super Female Vitality, did not sell out. It's still in stock. Super Male is back in. And so if you order today, we can start shipping it out to you by tomorrow. And just experience it for yourself and know you're supporting the broadcast. It is a win-win-win across the board. And then we have free shipping and 10% off on the water filtration systems that are the highest quality systems like ProPure G2, and several other great brands as well that we've looked at the studies on and that we've decided to carry. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. You get 10% off with promo code WATER and free shipping on the water filtration. And finally, what's probably the biggest discount we've got, and I decided to run this for the month of October, was going to end this Wednesday, free shipping and 10% off on all the storable food from InfoWars Select, powered by My Patriot Supply. So that's all there, the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply and InfoWars Select, the same food. Free shipping and 10% off, another super deal. So it makes it easy for you to support us. It's got a 5.0 review. That's a five-star review. InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be back. Stay with us. Thank you for supporting the transmission.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high-quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low-profile platform, PVX Muzzle Brakes, proven to help control muzzle rise.